dialogue flourished in classical literature, delivered in passionate scenes, perhaps between two star-crossed lovers, most of it face-to-face. A new book imagines what it would be like if some of the greatest literary characters lived in the digital age. It's called Texts from Jane Eyre. NPR's Netta Ulaby talked with the author.
Mallory Ortberg knows it sounds gimmicky, but she loved imagining how Jane Eyre and Mr. Rochester might have texted.
Jane, my little sunbeam, where are you?
It's just reimagined dialogue that I think all of these characters would absolutely say in a slightly more familiar context.
The context not being 1847. That's the year Jane Eyre was first published. The novel follows a romance between a governess and her darkly handsome employer.
Mr. Rochester. I knew exactly what he was going to sound like.
I need you by my side.
I'm taking a walk. Be back for dinner.
Ah, to think my little starling Jane should return to perch upon my broken, malformed shoulder. Jane? Jane, where have you gone?
I am with my cousins.
Which cousin? Is it the sexy one? Is it your sexy cousin, St. John?
Texts from Jane Eyre includes lots of other texts from lots of other characters in other books. Mallory Ortberg's very well versed in Western classics, so that means texts between Gilgamesh and Ishtar, Sherlock and Watson, and Captain Ahab and Ishmael. The project started when a friend who'd relocated to the South told Ortberg it was like living in Gone with the Wind, but with cell phones.
I just immediately thought, oh God, Scarlett O'Hara with a cell phone would be horrifying, and it was something that actually ended up in the book.
Ashley? 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 Ashley?
Ortberg's satirized Western literature for years, most recently on a website called The Toast. She co-founded it about a year ago. Now it gets about 3 million visits a month. Here's how Ortberg describes the people who read it.
Weird, cool librarians. But a lot of people do. Actually, I was really surprised to learn that something between 30 and 35% of our readership are men.
Surprising, she says, because The Toast does little to lure guys. Fans visit the website not just for Ortberg's literary satires, but for her captions of great works of art that slyly show how bored or unhappy the women pictured seem to be. It's a highbrow yet subversive sensibility, says author Roxane Gay, that helps The Toast stand out in the ecosystem of feminist pop culture websites.
I think it brings irreverence and humor and just strangeness.
Gay's working with The Toast now to develop a sister site called The Butter. They'll share a commitment to exploring ideas about race, ethnicity, bodies, sex, and queer culture. Mallory Ortberg came to all this from a somewhat unexpected route.
It was certainly unusual growing up with two fairly well-known pastors as my parents,
who run a big evangelical Christian megachurch. The Ortbergs sent their daughter to a small conservative Christian college. And they're also a family of writers, although Mallory Ortberg is, among them, the only bisexual humorist.
The first time that I brought a girlfriend around, it was certainly a surprise. But, you know, the first time my parents met her, they brought her flowers.
Ortberg remains very close to her parents, who, as pastor, she says, gave her a trusty tool as a humorist. The ability and the desire to bridge the familiar and the unfamiliar. The irreverence, maybe all her own. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.